Hello and welcome to Cone 11, Forced Air, brought to you by the folks at john-norris.net, namely me. I'm John, and it's November 16th, 2004. What are we doing here? What the heck are we doing here? Well, I'm doing a podcast. More info about that at ipodder.org. That's ipodder.org. And you're listening to a podcast. And you should probably be wedging or something. So the basic idea is that there's a lot of ceramic stuff on the internet, but there's no time to read it. I mean, who's got the time to read this stuff? Now, today, you can leave that up to me. I'll check it all out, and I'll tell you what's going on. Maybe later you can exchange the favor. Now, get wedging, trimming or something or whatever. Get busy, because I got work to do here. Let's start with a look at the current Ceramics Monthly cover, November 2004. The one with the teapots and the waterfalls on it. Got it right here. What can I say? Size matters. Not that I'm trying to be flip or anything. I've never been on the cover of Ceramics Monthly, and after this gets out, I probably won't ever be. But really, the first thing I noticed was the copper handles. I've struggled with copper handles myself and wondered how to attach those things, and it looks like that's a big issue for a lot of people. The next thing was the drippy spouts. No pun intended, I like the drippy spout look. They're just like my spouts, drippy. My spouts are so twisted, a customer once asked, how do they pour? And I said, just like they look, ma'am. And at that time, the sale went south. It was also nice to see an interesting background, not like those pot shots in the 70s with mugs sitting at odd angles on tree stumps and fence posts or on Madras bedspreads. I think the falls and the plants worked out okay. It looked just fine. It wasn't until I saw the article on the inside that I realized, man, those are big teapots. You can check it out at ceramicsmonthly.com. They got a picture of the cover and everything if you don't get it yourself. Going over to rec.crafts.pottery, the big of thread of the week, weighing in at 11 posts, asks the musical question, clear glaze develops milky spots in places? To which there are a variety of answers. Under fire it needs to soak. Thinner glaze application. Then there's the obligatory back and forth about it, what means to soak using cones or controllers. The thread finishes up with two posts on the ideas about making sieves, which is not entirely unrelated to the topic. It's actually kind of cool. All that and more at rec.crafts.pottery via Google Groups. It's been Ode to a Potter's Bucket at Clay Art last week. Lots of good tips and a juicy confession. Do you want buckets for free? Try bakeries, delis, florists, dentists, and restaurants. Want to buy them? Ask Mel. That's right, our own Mel fessed up to actually buying buckets. And I hope I'm still on his listserv tomorrow. Tips include masking tape as removable label, bleach to get the smell out, and what smells those guys have found. The bucket thread will long be remembered on Clay Art, so check it out at www.ceramics.org. Finally, let's take a moment to see what's up over at CeramicsToday.com. Always a first-class effort over there, despite my miserable failings at their now-defunct Guess the Potter contest. We'll take a look anyway. This week, Theodore Deck and the Islamic style. Interesting piece on Orientalism and the difficulties of research in that era, especially during Victorian times. Artist of the week is Chao Ting Ju. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Her figures are comical, but not really funny. It's nice to see them as object and also used in multimedia installations. We've been listening to Boso Koso by Futura Bold. They're available at futurabold.com.ar. They released the music under an attribution share-alike license, as is this Cone 11 audio. More information about that license is at creativecommons.org. Well, I'm John at john-norris.net. Stop by sometime, and we'll return you to your normally scheduled program. Let's leave with the rest of Boso Koso.